We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And we're back. Like we never left. Oregon fans, what's going on? How we living? Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Ducks Dish Podcast. Glad to have you along. Thank you for being here. Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, coming to you from Long Beach, California. As always, I'm your host, Max Torres, here to talk about some Duck football. We're going to talk about Oregon's search for a new running back coach, as well as spring football resuming in Eugene. It is now pedal to the metal. All gas, no brakes for Dan Lanning and the Ducks as they resume spring practice. And of course, look ahead to that annual spring football game on April 27th. I will be in Eugene for that game, and I will be in Eugene for the last week of spring practice. Cannot wait. Absolutely stoked. And got a fun show for you guys today here. So make sure to like, comment, rate, review, and subscribe wherever you are tuned in today to today's show. Coming to you on YouTube with a live show at Oregon Football Max Torres, as well as on my Twitter page at M Torres Sports. So Dan Lanning and the Ducks have a big vacancy on their coaching staff, a big hole to fill, as former Oregon running backs coach Carlos Lachlan has been hired by the Ohio State Buckeyes. He's already in Columbus, and now Oregon has to move quickly to find a replacement. Or maybe I shouldn't say move quickly, but of course that rises up Dan Lanning's priority list here in the month of April. Lanning met with reporters in Eugene following Tuesday's practice and was asked a variety of questions about Lachlan's departure. So what I have here on my screen to the side, I have some quotes that I want to get into to kind of break down what Lanning had to say and what this means for Oregon moving forward. So Lanning was asked for his reaction to Lachlan's departure, and he said, quote, "I mean, it's football. It's the reality. Carlos did an unbelievable job for us. My goal is when we bring people here, we get to advance them to opportunities that make sense for them. I know how great Oregon is, and I know this. The reality is not really concerned about winning the press conference. He did a great job for us here, but when we hired him, he was a relatively unknown coach and did a really, really good job. Key for us is who do we replace him with? And this is a great opportunity. Transitions give you an opportunity to get better. So that's our goal. We're going to go get better. We're going to bring someone in here who can do a really good job with our organization. We got a lot of young coaches right now in our organization that do an unbelievable job. So moving on, excited for the next move. Excuse me. So I thought that was a good answer from Lanning, because he acknowledged, kind of just thanked Lachlan for what he did for the program. But he also said that that's just kind of the reality of college football. Players come and go, coaches come and go, and basically the best in the business can adapt. You got to be able to move with that change and make your next move your best one, for lack of a better phrase. So I thought I liked what he had to say about transitions, give you an opportunity to get better. And Oregon's running backs were really, really good last year. And you certainly like the perspective from a coach that they could get even better. Maybe there's even more in the tank for the Ducks when it comes to what they can do at the running back position. So he also talked a little bit about the urgency. That was one of the questions, I should say, from the reporters in Eugene about the urgency of this hire, seeing that spring football has just resumed. In many ways, it kind of feels like spring football just kicked off, right? With the way that Oregon scheduled their spring practices. They had two practices before spring break and finals, and then a two-week break. And then now you have the remainder of these 13 practices to get through in the month of April. But on the urgency of finding Lachlan's replacement, Lanning had to say, quote, "The urgency is get it right. And we always have a plan. We know people that we would target for the position. But again, it's not about getting it right. It's not about being fast." And that's pretty much what you expected to hear from Lanning, right? Because fortunately for Lanning, he is in the position now where this isn't his first rodeo. He has had to replace coaches before. He had to assemble his entire coaching staff when he got the head coaching job while he was still the defensive coordinator at Georgia. And now that I say that, the circumstances that Lanning got hired at Oregon, they were chaotic circumstances for sure. There's no other way to put it. You get a job on the other side of the country in a different conference, somewhere that you don't really have connections to or you're not that familiar with in Eugene. And you have to be you're coaching a defense in the college football playoff. And you're doing all of that while also trying to hang on to your 2022 recruiting class at the time, which when I was covering that time for Oregon football, it felt like I couldn't write decommitment stories fast enough. So he was trying to keep all of that together while assembling a staff and doing this, that, and the other, flying all over the country. So I think the fact that Dan Lanning had such an unconventional or just crazy introduction, like getting things started at Oregon, that makes a situation like this where you have to replace a Carlos Lachlan, something that isn't necessarily that difficult just in terms of what you're managing, what's going on. And Dan Lanning, to his credit, has made some really strong hires when he's had to. Adrian Clem took that job to return to the Patriots to coach under Bill Belichick at the time. And Lanning moved swiftly to hire Alik Terry. Maybe not someone that he had a super strong connection with, but he was someone that had familiarity with the program because he was a GA under Mario Cristobal and Alex Mirabal working with the O-line. So you've seen that he can make good hires. And then when Demetrius Martin left to go to Michigan State, what did he do? He didn't make a new hire. He looked within and promoted from within. Moved Chris Hampton to defensive backs coach and then had a bigger role for Rashad Wadud with the corners. And I think that's something that's really evident here and kind of gives you some confidence in what Lanning's doing from a staff perspective. He said that there's a lot of good young coaches right now in our organization that do an unbelievable job. So he's confident not only in himself, of course, but in the staff that he's assembled at Oregon. That's one of the marks of a healthy staff and a coach that knows what he's doing. The fact that he doesn't have to look outside for any and every move that he has to make. But another important question that he was asked was what he's looking for in Oregon's next running back coach as the Ducks look to replace Carlos Lachlan moving forward. And he said, quote, "The same thing we've looked for with every coach. When we had coaches leave our program before, I think about the guys that we've been able to bring in and the job they've done. Coach Hampton's a guy that came and joined our program, did an unbelievable job. Coach Terry, and we'll continue to do that and develop and grow within and look for the things that I'm looking for. What's important, like relationships, guys that connect with players, guys that can develop the position, guys that can recruit and retain talent on our team. And more importantly than anything, people that fit. It's about the fit." And that's pretty much what I expected to hear, right? If you're thinking about what you want to see in your running back coach, you want to see someone who can coach and develop the position for sure. And you also want guys that can build relationships and recruit. And I think Carlos Lachlan checked a lot of those boxes. But one of the things that kind of stood out to me, I don't remember the exact quote from Lanning. I should have I should have written this one down, but I'll paraphrase. He was saying something to the effect of, you know how long Oregon's had good running backs? And that one just kind of stuck out to me because it wasn't that he was being cocky or arrogant or anything. I think he was just looking at the history that we've seen from the Oregon program and saying, hey, this is how I took it, right? Running backs want to play here. Like Oregon, you look at every season, as long as I've been alive, running back has never been a problem for the Oregon Ducks. And granted, I'm only 26, but I think my lifespan, I guess if you will say, lines up kind of nicely with how long Oregon's been ascending and kind of near the top of the sport here. So I think to a degree, it's almost like the running back position at Oregon, not recruits itself, but just the allure of being able to be a running back at Oregon, I think is something that is really valuable and is only going to help Oregon moving forward as they look for their next coach. And then Lanning was also asked, is it important to get the replacement in for the spring? And then Lanning said, quote, again, the timing is interesting, but the reality is we're a well-oiled machine right now. It's moving. We've got guys that do a good job in that room. So it's about getting it right. It's not about sprinting to a date. We don't have to have somebody tomorrow. It's about getting the right person. So time is not really something that Lanning seems to be too concerned about. And I think that that's a good thing for Oregon. It's not about making a hire tomorrow. You got to slow down and make sure you find the right fit for you culturally, schematically, lots of different things. And I think another thing, you don't necessarily, I think, in this situation, have to have too much of a concern. Granted, we have to see how things play out over the next month or so. You probably don't have the biggest concern about running backs leaving because of the room that they already have at Ohio State with Trevion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins. Like, that's a really, really good room. Probably, I was listening to Spencer McLaughlin's show, Locked on Ducks, the other day. He was saying that's probably the best running back room in the entire country, and it very well could be. So I don't think that – I think Oregon has a really good room in place, so you're not too worried, certainly not worried from a talent standpoint about what's going on there. But Jordan James, I think, is going to be in store for a huge season with the Ducks. Noah Whittington, how does he look coming back from that injury that cut his season short last year? Noah Whittington has to be one of those players that I am super, super excited to see come the spring game on April 27th. Now, since we've talked about kind of what's going on in Eugene right now, what's next for the Ducks, and some more reaction to this move, let's talk about some of the names that are kind of floating out there. Some of them I've kind of heard in some of my conversations with people close to the program. So let's go ahead and dive into a couple names. I think the first one is maybe a little bit of an obvious one. How about Mike Hart? Mike Hart spent the 2023 season at Michigan, which was his third season with the program. He was a Michigan Wolverine at heart. He was the all-time leading rusher in Michigan history. And then he also has some experience at Indiana. But Mike Hart is a name that certainly, I think, warrants some conversation here because he is looking for a job right now, right? Obviously, the Michigan and Ohio State jobs were kind of attached at the hip this year because Hart lost his job when Harbaugh moved to the Chargers. So that one got open, and then Tony Alford went from Ohio State to Michigan. So naturally these jobs have been kind of connected, and it's like a little love triangle, if you will, here with Oregon. So I don't think, as far as I know, that there is any connection between Mike Hart and Dan Lanning or Marshall Monco, right? When you're looking at some of these names that Oregon's considering for this vacant job, I think that's what you have to ask yourself. A connection to either Dan Lanning or Marshall Monco or Will Stein, who was the offensive coordinator, who is the offensive coordinator for the Ducks here. And I think if you look at guys that are connected to any of those three, you're going to have a little bit more clarity as far as what you're looking for and who might ultimately be in play for the Ducks here as they look to fill the vacant role at running back. So I think another name, last thing on Mike Hart, he's probably going to be one of the more expensive options for the Ducks. And I think back again to what Lanning said, a lot of people didn't necessarily know too much about Carlos Lachlan, right? He was kind of an under the radar, unknown coach, if you will. And he comes over to Oregon and just does a heck of a job. So maybe they don't feel like they need to get somebody who is super experienced and has been coaching at a bunch of big schools, big name schools. And there's a lot of really good running back coaches out there. So I don't think that you necessarily have to just go for the biggest name that you maybe see out there when you're looking to fill this position in Eugene. There was another one that I was thinking about the other day. Hold on. Scrolling around here. All right. So the next name is, I guess you could say, a West Coast guy. And one of the names that I heard was Arizona State's Rashad Samples. Rashad Samples is the wide receivers coach and passing game coordinator over at Arizona State under Kenny Dillingham. And this is going to be his second season as Arizona State's wide receivers coach and passing game coordinator. He's a Dallas, Texas native. And that's another thing that I think could be important when you're looking at this hire for Dan Lanning is, where does this guy have roots? We know that Carlos Lachlan was an Alabama native, and the Ducks have really tried to push deeper into the Southeast ahead of this move to the Big Ten and continue to attract blue chip talent. And one of the things that I think makes Rashad Samples very intriguing for the Ducks, obviously you have the connection there with Kenny Dillingham and Dan Lanning, and Dillingham was on Lanning's staff as the OC. Sample, this is from the ASU website, Samples was hired as the NFL's youngest position coach at just 27 years old to coach the running backs for the Los Angeles Rams. He was instrumental in the evaluation process, which led to the drafting of Kyren Williams at the Rams draft house in the fifth round of the 22 NFL draft. And Kyren Williams had a heck of a year last year. So I think if you look at Samples, one of the things that's most appealing for you is that NFL veteran experience. Even though he is a younger guy, I think that's something that is important. Dan Lanning has shown that he's not afraid to hire young coaches. He's not afraid to take a gamble, if you will, on a younger, maybe less proven coach. And I think that at the running back position in particular, this could be valuable because, like I said, running backs are going to want to come to Oregon because it's Oregon. I'm sure you could say that for a number of positions, but the feel is that is a little bit higher on the pecking order. It is as far as running backs go and the appeal there. More on Samples. He was also at SMU where he became a really, really talented recruiter. That's another thing that's really important for Oregon. And if you look at the body of work that Lachlan had at Oregon, he was a good recruiter for sure. If you're looking just at running backs, the Ducks did lose a number of battles at the running back spot with some pretty highly touted guys. You think about Richard Young, who ended up at Alabama. That was a really big one. He's kind of the one that comes to mind. And then Lachlan liked to bring in a lot of guys from the portal. So I think that whoever you get, you want to have someone that's going to be able to recruit both at the high school ranks and the transfer portal ranks. But I know for a fact that Lachlan was involved with a lot of guys that weren't even running backs while he was on the staff at Oregon. So I think Rashad Samples is an interesting name because he's got some familiarity here with the West Coast or the Western region, right? But you also have the Dallas, Texas roots, and you got schools like DeSoto, Duncanville, Cedar Hill, all out there in the Texas area, in the Dallas, Texas area. The other name, and then I'm going to see some of these comments here. If you guys have a question or comment, make sure you hit me with one in the live chat. Or if you want to drop a mailbag question to be featured on a future episode of the Ducks Dish podcast, you can drop it in the YouTube comments or shoot me a DM on X, formerly known as Twitter, at MTaurusSports.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Little sip of coffee here on a Wednesday afternoon. Thank you guys for being here. Glad you're here for this episode of the Ducks Dish podcast. We're looking at some names to potentially replace Carlos Lachlan as Oregon's next running backs coach. Dan Lanning and the Ducks got a new item, if you will, a new to-do list dropped in their lap earlier this week when Lachlan to Columbus, that move to the Buckeyes, was finalized. Another name I want to talk about that's interesting in Oregon's running back search is Alonzo Carter. Alonzo Carter is the new running backs coach at Arizona under Brent Brennan. I think that's his name, right? The new head coach, Brent Brennan. It just sounds repetitive, so I wanted to make sure I said it. Brent Brennan. And he was with Brent Brennan at San Jose State for the last 7 years. He joined the staff in January of 2017 as the running backs coach, and then he also took on duties as the assistant head coach in 2021. A couple of backs that Carter worked with, you have Kyrie Robinson, who finished second in the Mountain West with a career high of just under 1,200 rushing yards and 18 rushing touchdowns. So this is a guy who hasn't necessarily been at as many big-time schools, but he was a Mountain West Recruiter of the Year, according to 247 Sports, back in 2019. He's got very strong ties to the Bay Area, which, as we all know, has been a very fertile recruiting ground for the Ducks, whether you're talking Jurion Dickey or Jericho Johnson in more recent years. So a lot of his experience is at the high school level in the Bay Area, but I think it's great to have this connection because of California being a fertile recruiting ground for Dan Lanning and the Ducks every single year. And it's just, I think when you're looking at the recruiting outlook of this position, obviously you don't just want to look at running backs, right? What was I just talking about with Lachlan? I think that you have to look at a guy that's going to help you broaden your reach nationally. And I guess for my two cents, I think Oregon already has a very, very good hold on the West Coast, on California, into the states of Washington and Oregon, Arizona, Utah. But now they need to do some more, like pushing into Florida, pushing into the Deep South, Louisiana, the DMV, even the Northeast, Philadelphia, New Jersey. You got guys coming out of there every single year, and you just don't want to limit yourself. But the biggest thing here, guys, when you're looking at who Oregon wants to replace Lachlan with and just this departure, as long as Lanning, Tosh Lapoy, and Will Stein are all there on the staff, I think Oregon's going to be just fine. I loved how Lanning was saying, we're a well-oiled machine right now, so they're going to be able to get this done and bring in another great coach. There's no doubt about it. So those are some of the other names. The last one I'll maybe throw out there would be Julian Griffin. And Julian Griffin is the current running backs coach at UTSA. He's been at UTSA since December 11th, 2019. And he's also the program's NFL liaison. Why would a guy like Julian Griffin make sense? Well, Oregon obviously has a number of guys that came over from UTSA, Will Stein being chief among them. And the chance to reunite Will Stein with his former running backs coach has to be one I think that you would consider. I think this is a job that's obviously very attractive. I mean, it's the Oregon running backs coach job. This is going to be one of the most in-demand jobs anywhere in the country. So Oregon's going to have some really good options. I don't think that there's any question about that. But letting you know a little bit more about Griffin. Let's see. Under Griffin as the running backs coach at UTSA, the Roadrunners broke the single school records for rushing yards, 2,585 rushing yards per game, 215.4 yards per rush, 5.21, and rushing touchdowns, 24. So they put up some crazy numbers here with Griffin, who was named to Dave Campbell's Texas Football 40 Under 40 list back in 2021. So the best and brightest minds in the state of Texas went out and tabbed this guy. Hey, he's an up-and-comer for sure. So looking a little bit more into Julian Griffin and just kind of where this guy comes from, a little bit more of his background. He was also the wide receivers and special teams coordinator at Central Methodist out in Missouri. And then he was also a graduate assistant with the offense at ULM. I'm assuming that's Lafayette Monroe. And so he's got some good experience. He was also on the Arkansas staff, and at SMU. So this guy has a great wealth of experience, even though he might not be at the biggest school right now. But Julian Griffin sounds like a very intriguing name to watch if you're looking at potential guys for Oregon's next running back coach. Okay, let's switch gears a little bit and back in the air in Eugene. That's obviously a very, very fun time here in the world of Oregon football. And two guys really are kind of at the front of my mind when I'm looking at Oregon football and what the team is going to look like in 2024. You saw Dan Lanning and the Ducks really getting some talent in the transfer portal. I was on an Ohio State show earlier today. Hopefully I'll be able to share that one once it comes out. And the host was telling me that Dan Lanning has really been able to kind of pick and choose who he wants in the transfer portal. And the Ducks welcomed two of their most highly sought after transfer portal additions to Eugene on Tuesday in Washington transfer cornerback Jabbar Muhammad and Texas A&M transfer wide receiver Evan Stewart. And when I look at both of these guys, I think the thing that stands out to me, aside from their bodies of work, I've said it before on the show, if you guys have been listening for a while, these are luxury additions. Like, would Oregon be in bad shape if they didn't get Jabbar Muhammad or Evan Stewart? No, I don't think they'd be in bad shape at all. Are they in even better shape now that they have both of those guys? Absolutely. I think that Jabbar Muhammad is probably the guy I'm a little bit more excited about just because I think Oregon's secondary has slowly been progressing year to year. And you need another shutdown corner. You had Christian Gonzalez, and then after he left, you had Kyrie Jackson, who was a guy that's drumming up some buzz ahead of the 2024 NFL draft. And Jabbar Muhammad comes in after being probably the best corner that the Ducks faced all year last year. And I think that with him coming in, you have a true shutdown corner. And he's going to be a plug-and-play guy. There's no question about it with him only having 1 year ability remaining. And play some really good football. He's played some really good football. He has that playoff experience from a year ago that he's going to bring to your team now. And with a lot of people expecting Oregon to make it to this first round of the expanded playoff, I think that's going to be really invaluable. But Lanny was asked about what attracted him to Jabbar Muhammad and Evan in the transfer portal. He said, quote, great talent, both of those guys, eager to learn. They play fast. They play with a lot of confidence. I think this is early for them, so it's flying around like crazy right now. But I saw some real positives from them in the way they stuff today. Excited to see what they can do on the field for us moving forward. I am back in Long Beach, so I can share my screen. And I wanted to show you guys some pictures. I'm assuming they're from Rob Mosley. I'm not entirely sure, but he does a really great job. Obviously covering Oregon football, he's the man. But let me show you this. Let me show you this picture here, of some spring football stuff. So give me just a second here. All right. How cool is this? The first time I saw a picture of Jabbar Muhammad, Oregon's newest cornerback. He's rocking the seven, just like he was at the University of Washington. And it's just crazy to think that one of the best players from one of Oregon's biggest rivals is now going to be suiting up in the green and yellow. So I think he's going to be a big impact guy. He's certainly somebody that plays with a lot of confidence and a ton of swag. I love watching Jabbar Muhammad play. And he's only going to continue to push the opposing wide receivers. And then think about how much Oregon's young cornerbacks, guys like Dakota Fields, Sione Laulea, Daylon Austin, Roderick Pleasant, all of those guys are going to be able to benefit from having a guy like Jabbar Muhammad in the room. So I think that's awesome. Iron sharpens iron, and then the cream rises to the top. So first look at Jabbar Muhammad there. And let's talk a little bit more about Evan Stewart. Why is it so exciting to have a guy like Evan Stewart joining the Ducks for this year? I think you lose a guy like Troy Franklin, arguably the best wide receiver that has ever come through the Oregon program. He's going to get drafted this month later on in the draft. And you lose a guy like him and you immediately kind of wonder, okay, well, who's next up? What's this room going to look like? You have so much talent in that room. If Junior Adams, and now you get to add a former five-star guy that you had previously recruited in Evan Stewart to the mix, that's gotta be exciting. Because when you look at who's next, Tez Johnson is back for another year, and what did he do? Oh, all he did was go for over 1,000 yards. All he did was set the single season record for most catches. And then you bring back a guy like Trayshon Holden, who I'm super excited about because I just think that guy needed more catches, more passes thrown his way to have a bigger impact. I think Trayshon Holden's going to have a big year. Gary Bryant comes back. He's super experienced. And then Jerion Dickey, the former five-star wide receiver, who Will Stein said was catching, you know, pulling balls off of defenders' heads in bowl practice. I think that he's ready to hit the ground running and really maybe have a big year. So I talked about all those guys, Kyler Casper as well. What about Ryan Pelham, Jeremiah McClellan? A couple of those guys, Dylan Gresham, Jack Ressler from the 2024 class. You have all those guys, and we haven't talked about Evan Stewart. And that's a guy that just has some juice, man. He looks like lightning in a bottle for sure. Super, super fast, quick, twitchy guy. Can make a play after the catch. Can also high point the ball and make some catches in traffic as well. And Lanny was asked about Stewart and kind of what made him a fit for the Ducks in Eugene, and he said, quote, I think speed, catch radius, I think there's a lot of things that pop off with Evan, and I think we saw a lot of opportunity here with what we've done. I think he saw a lot of opportunity here with what we've done with our wideouts here in the past over the last 2 years. He has the skill set to be really, really talented player. We had some coaches that were really familiar with him before as well. That certainly paid off. Evan Stewart in an Oregon uniform is going to be something to see. There's no doubt about it. And I think that this room is going to have a different blend. I mean, because when I think about Evan Stewart, I think of a guy who's kind of similar to Tez Johnson. And I don't think that you're necessarily going to see Evan Stewart be your Troy Franklin replacement, so to speak, because they're just different kind of builds. I think Stewart's like 5'11", 6', 175, whereas Franklin was 6'3", and 176, got up to almost 190, I think, as he was preparing for the draft, but then he got sick. So it's just going to be a different mix of skill set in this wide receiver room under Junior Adams, who has done a great job with Oregon wide receivers. I feel like every wide receiver he touches, they just end up taking off and getting that much better. He is just such a good teacher when it comes to the wide receiver position and a huge, huge asset to this Oregon program. And then to see some of these young guys hopefully step up, I think you're going to get to see a lot more from a lot of different guys, because Franklin caught something like 75, 80 passes last year. And then you also have the receptions that were freed up by Bucky Irving's departure. He caught, I want to say, 56 passes. So Jabbar Muhammad and Evan Stewart, they arrive with the Ducks. I guess you could say kind of a late start, but that's thanks to the quarter system. But this is also good for Oregon because you have the entire month of April to get that chemistry going with Dylan Gabriel, with Dante Moore, with the rest of the quarterbacks. So I think that the Jabbar Muhammad and Evan Stewart moves are just some of the ones I'm the most excited about. Wanted to make sure to get to this comment from my guy, Andrew, who says, I don't know his name, but the Florida State running back coach who turned around Trey Benson would be awesome. Let's look at the Florida State running back coach. Let's see what his name is. David Johnson was named their coach on January 5th, 2020, and this will be his fifth year with the Seminoles. I think that Florida State's definitely one of those schools that obviously has that really distinguished history, and it's going to be hard to pull a guy from Florida State, but you never know. You gotta try. Before he was at Florida State, he was also at Tennessee as the running backs coach, and then he also spent time as a wide receivers coach, worked with the receivers at Memphis. You also have Tulane as some experience. So this guy, and then he also has some pretty deep roots in the state of Louisiana. I think that David Johnson would certainly be a name that would be an intriguing one to look at in Oregon search for a new recruiting. He says that he was the recruiting coordinator as well as a running backs coach here at Florida State. So that's a big name for sure. I'm going to try to keep grinding and see what names I can get out there. Got a comment from Brooks here. You've been working hard lately, Max. Appreciate your content that you've been uploading. Appreciate you, Brooke, for tuning in to the show. You've definitely been a longtime friend of the program. But yeah, Ducks are back in Eugene on the Hatfield-Dowling Complex practice fields on Thursday morning for the fourth spring practice. And it's a fun time. There's going to be a lot of updates hopefully coming out. I think we're going to talk to another coach and some more players, get to hear from them. But if you guys want to lock in with me, very important to lock in with me on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at MTorres Sports. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at Oregon Football Max Torres and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on future live streams. I'm trying to do a lot more streams, interact with you guys, the audience, and then make sure you share the show. Share the Ducks Dish podcast with your friends, with your family, and with other Duck fans. But greatly appreciate you guys taking some time out of your day to talk some Duck football with me. And we will see you guys in the next episode of the Ducks Dish podcast.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.